This podcast is part of the Frederick Podcast Network. Learn more at listenfrederick.com.
Beers in the Lot is partnered with the Hockey Podcast Network.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to Beers in the Lot. Before we get going, let me just remind you about our shop at beersinthelot.com/shop. That's where you can get the t-shirts and other merchandise with Beers in the Lot logos on it. Also, check out beersinthelot.com for anything else you might be curious about this podcast. And be sure to join the Discord at beersinthelot.com/discord.
So for episode 188, Riggs and John and I talked about the Old Fat Bald Guys Hockey League events of Sunday night. And we talked a bit about the upcoming Amazon show that was mentioned at the GM's meeting this week. And the three of us had to make do since we were without Daniel this week. Or were we? All right, let's get to it.
What are you drinking tonight, Aaron?
I have a Modelo.
Oh, Modelo time.
No, it's Modelo time.
Well, yeah, because last week was like 70 and today it's like 36. So
yeah,
that makes sense. You know? It's my Modelo time.
It's only cold when we go to play hockey, right?
Not on a pond, but yeah.
Well, true, yeah.
But yeah.
I wear shorts most of the week, but then Sunday comes around and I gotta wear fucking pants and shoes again. It's super annoying.
We live in a modern society. It's okay.
Yeah, but I want to wear sandals to the rink. That's what I want to do. That's what I want. Well, I digress. What are you drinking tonight, John?
I have a Yellow Jacket Coors Banquet. So, yeah.
Mm.
What about you, Riggs? What are you drinking?
I have a Guinness. A Guinness.
Ooh, from apt.
Yesterday. Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good stuff. As we record on the 18th.
Yeah.
Day after St. Patrick's Day. So, yeah. Good. You got a couple leftovers.
Yeah, there's a couple left.
Anybody get pinched last night because they weren't wearing green? Anybody?
No.
No.
No. I was lurking. I was looking for gentlemen without green on, but a lot of people had it.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah. I'm generally lurking one way or another. Yeah.
Yeah. That's
you're a bit of a lurker.
I joked last night. I was like, if you're loitering, generally it means you're just kind of there, you know, you're just around. If you're lingering, you're just like totally in your own world, whatever. But if you are lurking, you're up to no good, guaranteed. So I'm generally in that lurking category for sure.
Yeah.
Confirmed.
Yeah. So yeah, all good. Aaron, how'd your game go last night? How was your tilt?
Our game was a little lopsided.
Like a seesaw?
No, not like that. It was maybe a seesaw with Fat Kid on one side. I don't know. it was all one sided in our game, pretty much. Scoreline ended up 13-5, I think. But we had a ringer that I don't think was prepped, and maybe came in with a bit too much heat. I think he put in like 5 goals and 2 assists. Yeah. It was weird though, because, you know, sometimes games get kind of out of hand, I guess, and it turns into like a vicious cycle of the defense saying, oh, every shot's going in, why should we even try? And then they get more upset when the other team scores more. And some of at least one or two goals were almost as unintentional as a goal can be. Like guys are trying to shoot at the chest and stuff like that, and not actually trying to score, but you got to at least take the shot when you're in certain situations or you're an asshole. Well, you know?
Here's the problem with that strategy. Usually people hit the chest when they're trying to score.
Right.
So if you're not trying to score, then it would follow that the puck would actually go where you don't want it to go, which would be in the net.
Yeah, so just keep sniping. You try harder to snipe corners, right?
Yes.
And you'll inevitably hit the chest. Yeah.
But I I have a problem with average OFBGers saying that they're not trying to score by trying to hit the goalie in the chest when they can't even hit the net anyway.
I mean, one of our guys had four goals on accident. Like, he had three, and normally it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of an unwritten rule. It's like, you get three, then, all right, start taking some off, slow it down a bit, try to find the pass, you know. But now and then you're still in a situation where it's like, okay, if I don't shoot, I'm a jerk, and it looks like I'm an asshole sort of thing, right? So you got to throw it at the net, but whatever. Sometimes that happens.
So it was like an Austin Powers situation, just falling down a few times on the bed. I get it.
Oh, yeah. It fell over.
Fell over. Yeah,
no, they were missing two big players too, like two of their main scorers. So it, you know, we picked a bad night to introduce the ringer. That's what did you put in our Discord, Eric? The video from Dune of calling in the Sardar car.
The Harkonnen go to get the Sardar car. The Emperor's guard, man. Wiping out the Atreides.
Yeah.
That was us calling in ringers. Calling in the Sardar car.
What does the Baron need with three battalions of the Emperor's guard?
Yeah. Gosh.
How did you guys' game go, though?
We won, but it was close. It was like a lacrosse score.
Yeah.
It was like 9-8 or 9-7 or something like that, yeah.
But it was just back and forth the whole time.
Nice. It was fun, though. We had a good little time. We were kind of joking, like, this season, just the personalities we have on the bench. If you just listen to the on-bench conversations, you can't tell what's going on the ice. We're just having side conversations about like Legends of the Hidden Temple and stuff, like just hanging out, having fun. Like, just, I'm pretty sure Eric and I at one point were talking about like cooking steak and shit. Like, it doesn't, like, we don't, it's actually great. We have
social time, you know, it's not,
that's exactly not, the way we treat it. And if you look at our record, it shows, like, we show up, we just kind of want to hang out. So. We just kind of go about our business.
I heard there was a jersey foul, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We got to fine him big time. I don't know how we're going to do it, but we got to fine him. Are we allowed to say the culprit on air?
He's been on the show.
On the podcast, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so it's not under investigation. We're going to release the sketch to the public. We're going to do that, right?
What?
We're going to release the sketch to the public of this offender. Be on the lookout for this guy.
Sure.
Put out a bolo.
Yeah, put a bolo. we're going to call our friend in major crimes, Frederick County.
Major crimes division.
Yeah.
Of the local police, yep. But no, come on. We have to preface this by
disgusting
saying...
Disgusting display by Gunnar.
He's a huge supporter of the podcast. We love him, but...
It's gross.
I guess a disgusting display.
Well, so, all right. There's a Wednesday night league that some of us play in, okay? A lot of us don't admit we even play in it. We play in it. Because Sunday night is like our gold standard, just because we've all been there. But like the Wednesday night things kind of, you know, it's different people, whatever. And it is a little more clicky. So it's kind of like this running joke, like, you know, Sunday night, you don't like go out there in skins. I don't care. A black jersey or a white jersey, whatever. But he wore that blue jersey on the ice and he stood out like a sore thumb and everyone yelled at him when he got on the ice. I know he felt bad.
So,
I'm sure he still does.
He's on the Oilers team, which has like the dark blue jerseys.
Yes.
And his Wednesday night team is the Nordiques, I think, which is a bright, fucking bright blue jersey, right? So I guess he forgot his Oilers jersey.
Yeah, it's a light blue. Well, I think he probably had it in his Gitch bag and just grabbed the wrong one, probably, if I had to guess.
Yeah, maybe that's it then. I mean, at least it's a similar color to the team, right? You got to give them credit for that, at least.
It doesn't matter.
It's not orange. I mean, come on.
It doesn't matter.
I mean, it's still gross. Let's,
doesn't matter.
We're understanding it. I'm thinking about the children at this point in time. Like, it's ridiculous. We can't have this stuff going on.
Like, there are standards to be
Yeah, we have rules and standards.
Like, you know.
Yeah. Come on. People have families and shit. This is insane. This is stuff you got to deal with on Sunday night now.
It is the world's most famous, you know, beer league, but it's also a really neat league, too. So
it's neat as shit. Yeah, so you're right.
There is that.
Yeah. Some might say it's the neatest.
The neatest
league. The neatest. The
world's most neatest beer league.
League.
Oh, man. What else is going on?
I did some yard work this weekend. That was pretty sick. Yeah. Built some Adirondack chairs.
Why are you in such a hurry to mow your grass, man?
Yeah,
because it was getting crazy.
No, it's not.
Yes, it was.
Can't be getting crazy.
No, it's not. It's not even all the way awake yet.
I have standards.
Most of it's still dormant. It's not even all awake yet. Come on.
I can judge it because my dog is out there trotting. So I
have a dog.
I have standards. I know you have a dog. I have standards. Have a dog. I just wanted to cut it. I don't see the problem with it. Like, you're bagging on me for, like, you know, just upkeep of my property and I'm the bad guy. Like, what do you want me to do? Look like the neighbors across my street never mow it? There's like pythons and panthers crawling through there. I'm not gonna be that guy. Yeah, when I moved in, I did complain about the neighbors to my wife. I did not complain to the town. I'm not a Darren. Like, you know. So yeah. But yeah.
There's gotta be some interesting hockey stuff going on, right?
Maybe.
The
only thing really interesting, they have the Board of Governors meetings going on today and this week. I do know the GM meetings. Yeah, GMs. They were going to meet with Paros. So that I'm sure will be interesting just to hear kind of the tidbits from that. And then some of the stuff that people have been saying for like a billion years. Do like kind of an F1 Drive to Survive or Full Swing. Apparently Amazon greenlit, you know, a docuseries of following 10 to 12 NHL players. But it's weird because they're like, it's going to release in the fall. But I'm like, does that mean they're going to do it like kind of live almost like 24/7 where they'll like go from October to December, we'll follow these 10 to 12 players and have, you know, 7 or 8 episodes? Or is it something they've been doing kind of already and they're just going to do the wrap up kind of like Full Swing or F1 where it kind of is in, you know, you see the season and then before the next season starts, technically they release that docuseries. Either way, I think it'd be
probably get some hype going next season. Yeah.
Well, if you follow the right players too, I mean, I think it's going to be
10 or 12. I mean, they got to be picking some of them.
Well, if I had to guess, they're going to go younger. They're going to try to get younger, hipper, more like outgoing players to showcase time away from the rink.
I don't think they will.
You think they're going to get like bland bags of milk?
Got to be the big names.
I think it's going to look a lot like some of the more recent things that they've done for Winter Classic and following
where
teams
it's just
around.
Too doctored.
And yeah, and they just use a lot of the broadcast game footage with some on ice mic'd up audio, which we've already heard because whatever regional broadcast that they're on was doing it, right?
Yeah.
So like I think it's just gonna be more of the same shit. It's just gonna be in an hour long
and a little better produced probably.
Right. And like 8 episodes or something or whatever.
See, what I really kind of liked about the Full Swing thing, and especially this season, the new Full Swing, like they talked about Rory and he's like upset and talking to his golf coach about how his swing is off and he wants to like start contending in majors. And you could tell it's like a real genuine feeling. He's like, I'm fucking there, but I'm not at another level. And like, it's interesting to hear that. And yes, it's an individual sport, totally separate from like hockey, but I would love to like kind of see like,
but see for those guys,
some
like,
of that it's different
since it is individual. They're like their brand is literally like themselves.
Exactly.
Has nothing to do with a team or anything like that.
Yeah.
Or their career being somehow derailed by their individual,
something they say or,
you know, whatever. Right. Like we've talked about this multiple times, right? Like hockey players and the lives that they live and the job that they do and the teams that they're on, like we're never going to see that original 24/7 again.
No, I think the biggest thing was the personalities.
Right. Well, like it's not even that. There's like, you already know on every NHL team, there are interesting people. And guess what? I guess what? They're not like the names. Like they're not the top tier guys. They're the middle tier and the lower tier guys. Those are the personalities that you want to see, right? And those are the ones that you saw in the original 24/7, right? Those were the guys that the light was shown on them. Everybody understood, like, oh, these guys are awesome. And then it went away because I think in the eyes of NHL player culture, it was too much exposure and too much risk from that exposure. So it all got shut down and it's been clamped down so much to a point where, like I said, like you look at the recent things that even that teams have done, they just use the stock broadcast footage. They put a little bit of narration over the top of it and they sprinkle in some on ice mic'd up stuff and some in the room mic'd up stuff. And then the rest of it's like nothing.
The same shit.
It's just filler. Like there's nothing there.
Time out for just a second while we hear about our sponsors. We'll be right back. We know hockey games move fast, but with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL, you can score faster than anything happening on the ice. This week, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app with code THPN. New customers bet just $5 on the NHL and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code THPN. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY, that's 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/hockey for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gambling resources. NHL and the NHL Shield are registered trademarks of the National Hockey League. Copyright NHL 2024. All rights reserved. Pure Hockey has the best hockey equipment, accessories, and apparel on the market to take your game to the next level. Maybe it's time to ditch that old stick and start the year with a fresh twig. Maybe it's time to refresh your NHL wardrobe for the race to the playoffs. Pure Hockey has it all. Whether it's training aids, the latest sticks and skates, or your favorite team's gear, get your hockey shopping done at Pure Hockey and use our affiliate link at beersinthelot.com/purehockey.
I think of like a situation where they did have a little bit, I don't want to call it too much access, but like that Jimmy Vesey situation with Sheldon Keith and Kyle Dubas.
Yeah.
When they did the Leafs one, and it made Jimmy Vesey look kind of like, it didn't shine him in the best light. Now, granted, we don't know, like, was that the best situation for him? Maybe not. I mean, with the Rangers this year, he's done pretty well.
Considering how he's doing now. Yeah,
exactly. It kind of is like,
guess who the problem was in that situation?
It was Keith. It wasn't Dubas, clearly. Yeah. But in Dubis we trust. But like I am kind of curious because like I kind of like that. I'm like, because one thing, like NFL Hard Knocks, they always did a good job of like showcasing and telling the stories of the guys that were on the bubble to make the roster.
Yeah.
The 50-some man roster. And they did focus on like the star quarterbacks and receivers and defensive end and linebackers and shit. But they always made a really strong effort to like showcase some of the like athletic trainers or like other people on the team. Like, I remember the Houston Texans one, the strength coach or one of the equipment managers did that, like, awesome macho man Randy Savage impersonation, and everybody loved it. You know, like, little shit like that. I would love to see more of that stuff. But like you said, it's kind of like NHL is very stuffy still. They try to act like they're not, but they're very stuffy. 100%.
And they're just so closed off, and like as a league and as a player group, they're so like just introverted.
I would be really curious, because I don't think they've done it. Like, almost put, you can't gauge it, but like get a few players around trade deadline, like especially guys that their names are in the
never
happen. Yeah, press. I know it won't. I know. I'm just saying. I would love to see, because like, I'm curious how some of those guys, I know some of those guys, they just go about their business and shit. It doesn't matter. But like Pettersson in Vancouver, before he signed that contract, the team like went to him and were like, hey, we know this is affecting you, because now there are rumors that we're going to trade you, because Vancouver saw what happened in Calgary a few years ago with Tkachuk and Gaudreau. And I don't think they want to be caught in that situation where they got to trade him away, or he just walks, you know, you don't want that. So,
yeah, I don't see, you know, I'm going to watch it. Like, okay,
like, I'm going to watch it,
but it's not,
we'll always be chasing the tail of that. Right. Original 24/7.
Can't go
dragon.
In with the expectation.
We're always chasing that dragon, dude.
You can't go in with the expectation of that anymore. Cause it's been, what, it's been 13 years. Right. And since then, steadily, the picture has gotten more and more narrow, right? Like, it's, it's like they just close down even more and more. I mean, it was almost to a point after, like, all the COVID restrictions and everything, that they weren't going to let the media have access to the room after ice. You know, they would get a half hour, hour, whatever it was, to talk to players in the room after practices and after games and stuff. And it got to a point where, like, during COVID, they couldn't do that, and, you know, rightly so. But coming out of that, they weren't going to remove that restriction, because, you know, I don't think the teams wanted,
the players liked it.
I don't think the teams and the players wanted them to have access.
Yeah, yeah, right? I think they kind of were like, I understand the reason for, you know, the COVID procedures, but then I think when it was like talked, like you said, like, it's like, oh, we got to bring them back. They're like, do we? Like, right. This has kind of been nice. Because then if you remember, that's when they did like the Zoom or Teams calls.
Yeah.
So like, instead of like a reporter going around and, let's say, and getting out of the 18 man roster plus your two goalies, like, they may, you know, on the Zoom or Teams thing, they were only getting two or three.
They got two players.
Like, yeah, two players.
And the coach. And that was
so
it.
So you could avoid a lot. I mean, and think about how many general managers you never heard from at all.
Right. Right.
I mean, and there are some general managers that, like, I think they kind of like taking some of that heat away from their coaching staff. And I, deep down, I think some of them really enjoy being in front of a mic as well.
For me, in the context of, like, you know, a behind the scenes all access Amazon series with 10 superstars from the NHL, like, all you have to do is look at recent history and you'll know that you're not getting behind the scenes all access. You're going to get a very controlled and produced look that you probably have already seen anyway. You, like, they're going to have McDavid on there and you're going to see him working out and like doing his extra skating stuff, and everybody already knows he does that. That's why he's the best. Okay. Like, we've seen it already. Like, you're not going to see, like, oh, he, you know, likes whatever music and he goes to this movie.
He likes,
like,
Nickelback.
Whatever. And, I know, you know, when they're on the road, you know, he's the guy that, and I'm just making shit up. Like, he's the guy that organizes the team dinners and always picks, like, crazy places and, like, whatever. Like, you're not going to get any of that shit. Like, forget about it.
You're going to get the equivalent of pucks off the glass, pucks in deep and high off the glass. You know, you're going to get the equivalent of that
for, like, an hour.
Personality wise, it's like, All right. He likes to work out and eat healthy and ride right. the bicycle. Like right. that's everybody knows this shit.
So I have a question. Would you rather see, like, let's say they do the Amazon series, whatever, they do it at that Four Nations Cup they have in February.
It's the same thing.
Nah, maybe that's different. I don't know.
The way that'll be produced.
I'm just saying.
The way that'll be produced is the same way they do the playoff ones now, where it's literally repackaged broadcast video with the on ice mic'd up stuff.
Yeah,
and
it's
narration,
not that
great. Narration over the top. That's all it is. And then some uncopyrighted music underneath of it. Like, that's all it is.
And they have Dennis
that's
Leary.
That's all it is.
Dennis yeah. Leary narrating it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all it
for
is.
For Boston. They have shitty like, Jack Edwards clips on top of it.
If you watch the games, or you watch, like, you know, on the fly on NHL Network or whatever, you're basically seeing the same thing without the narration and the shitty soundtrack underneath of it.
Yeah. Did you hear about that that overtime rule the NHL had, but no one really knew about
yes.
it?
Yes.
I like that, actually.
I like this. So that you're talking about the Minnesota game where yes. they pulled the goalie? Yeah.
Yep.
So if you pull the goalie for an extra attacker in overtime and you lose, then you forfeit the point that you would have gotten for making it past regulation.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
They won. Boldy got the goal, so the gamble paid off. And Minnesota needs all the points they can get. They're in a playoff hunt, of course.
Yeah.
So it worked for them, but if they'd lost, then they would have yeah. lost the single point.
For clarification, it does not count on delayed penalties. Yeah.
Right.
It's only when you're even strength.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's pretty crazy. And we were actually talking about this in the room last night that I wonder if they just screwed up and didn't realize that was
no, apparently, apparently from what everything I've seen and read about it since then, a lot of the coaches and management know that rule. It was something that's been in the rule book, but no one's really done it. And Peter Laviolette did it years ago when he was with Carolina, I think. And
no,
he did something like that.
Couldn't have been that long ago.
It was pretty Flyers? Long ago, dude.
No, he
maybe it was with Philly.
Yeah.
But he apparently's done it one time, and they ended up going to shootout. And there was somebody else who's done it too in both situations where it was like, we need the 2 points. I like that though for Minnesota. Like, they're in a hunt. They're like, we need the 2 points.
Hey.
They're also in cap hell.
Bold
so they don't
strategy,
have
strategy, Cotton.
Johnny
yeah,
Hines.
Pays off for him.
Johnny yeah. Hines.
That's right. Yeah.
Great. I mean, American it definitely coach. Paid off for him. They got yeah. their points, but yeah, I don't know. That's a big gamble for 1 point.
Who the hell is that? Oh my God.
Oh my God. It's Danny's music. Yeah.
Welcome to the podcast, Daniel.
Daniel.
Oh my God. Sick. Hello, young Daniel.
Oh, hello.
What's good?
You know. Dad life.
Dad life? Sick.
Yeah.
Did you mow your grass? What were you doing?
Kids. No. I was getting thrown up on.
Oh, sick. Yeah. Yeah.
Literally sick.
Yeah, literally sick.
You're just in time for us to wrap up. What do you yeah, have anything great. To add to the
to talk the discussion? About like, do you have anything to add to the discussion?
Yeah,
we're not going to tell you what we were talking about.
Great no. episode tonight, guys.
Just add something to the discussion.
Yeah, add something, please.
What do you think of what John just said, Daniel?
Per usual, he was rambling a lot, but you know, all of it was pretty factual, and I tend to agree with most of what he said.
Oh, thanks, bud.
Spot on.
Thanks, bud. Danny just comes out of the clouds, tries to take shots of me. Ridiculous. State of affairs. We're losing control here. Losing control rapidly. Danny's going to show up on Sunday with his Wednesday night jersey. Disgusting.
No, I will not. That is not something I will be doing.
Good.
I don't know what kind of animal does that.
You're right.
Did you guys see him in the locker room putting it on?
No.
Okay.
He was one of the last ones to come out. I think he may have been a little tipsy, at least. To say the least.
Oh.
All right. Huh. Oh. Hey, it was St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, it was.
I mean,
he was having a time.
Have a time, yeah.
I'm the king of the world. Yeah, nice.
Well, what was your take on the game then, Daniel? Now we got the other team's take now.
Yeah,
Briggs and Johnson, it was a close game.
It was a good game.
Sick.
Do you care to expound on that a little more?
Yeah.
I love when I'm playing against Riggs and I can just hear him yelling at his teammates. Like when he's on the ice. It's like,
actually the best is at one point in the game, somebody iced the puck on our team and Eric was sitting on the bench and they went for a change. And Eric said something, I can't remember, because I was coming on too, and I was talking to like my line mate, and I heard Riggs just yell something at the guy that came off. I had no clue what he said. I was just like, what the f-? But then again, I'm yelling the whole night. I mean,
it's great.
Yeah. Typical.
That sounds like something.
Typical, you guys had like 19 dudes.
Yeah, we had too many.
Yeah, we had too many guys.
That's why I was like, I'll play D because then I can go every other shift.
Yeah.
Did you switch? Yeah, did you start out lines. With D?
Yeah, I played D the whole period, the whole game.
Yeah. We had a skater, he wanted to play up because he was late last week, played up, so he wanted to do it again this week. He did well too. Yeah. So it's like,
He did really well. As a stats guy, he recorded like a 4-point night or something. Like he did really well.
Yeah, so I think we're gonna keep that lineup.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny because last night was the second night out of the whole season that we got the bigger locker room, and we ended up having 9 guys total.
Oh my god!
We have so much room for activities.
I know. All the other times were like jammed into sheet one locker rooms like sardines.
Oh, we've been doing it. We have had spectacular attendance all season. And it's driving me wild.
You got to stop having such a fun team.
That's what they were saying, is that they're on the bench talking about Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Oh, yeah. We're cooking steaks. If you put a mic on our bench, you have no clue what's going on in the game. We are not even talking about the game. We, like I said, we're just
now and then you're
so
yelling about icing, but,
I got verbally accosted many a times from your bench last night.
Yeah, as you should. Don't skate by it. Don't skate by the bench. You don't get verbally accosted. You know if you're skating by the bench, we're going to catcall you, dude.
Come on.
Wait, what?
Danny was complaining because every time he skates by our bench, we catcall him. He doesn't like it.
Oh, yeah.
Verbally accosted.
We do it to everybody.
I love it. It's great. It's the best part of the plan.
That's how you know if we don't like you as a team. We won't talk to you if you skate our fence.
Yeah, right.
Don't
say anything.
That's right. Better be hoping that they're gonna yell at you.
Yeah. I think it'd be funnier if just one game we just all were silent somehow. It's impossible for me. I can't do it. You need to tape
Riggs
my mouth.
Riggs is shaking his head. He's like, nope, that's not happening.
Nope.
I need a gag ball or something. That ain't
because
happening.
even if it's not that stuff, it's like, especially when I'm playing D, I try to talk to the guys up ice.
Yeah, you gotta be a little vocal.
So they know what's going on behind them or whatever.
Fucking shoot it.
It's so no, especially plays down in the corner and on the half wall and everything. Just let them know where everybody's at.
You tell them not to pass to you.
Yes. And then they do.
You're like, no, you go no. Yeah.
Then they do anyway. Yeah.
That's my favorite. Is
I say
guys,
no 12 times and the puck still comes in my direction.
Dude,
and then the other team gets it. Weird.
That is like one of my favorite, because you notice like you break up the ice sometimes and just the way the C's part and the lines change. I feel like there's one defenseman, he's not on my team this season. I've been on the ice playing forward, like literally all three forwards are on my side of the ice, and I'm literally looking at him like, no, no, no. And he throws it, and I like have to battle three guys and get it, and then you tell him, he's like, oh, sorry, I wasn't kind of paying attention. I'm like, okay, that's wild. What a concept. And then like the next shift, it's the exact same thing. It's Groundhog Day. And you're like, I don't get it. So then I just go, hey, I'm going to play left wing now. Thanks. Switch. Because he can't pass on his backhand side.
All right. That's it for this one. Thank you for your listen and for your support. We appreciate all of your likes and ratings and reviews and subscriptions on the various podcatchers. Keep them coming. We appreciate every single one of them. I know I speak for the rest of the guys when I say have a good one. And we'll catch you next week when our new episode drops on Wednesday. See ya.